Welcome to the Irish Pagan School podcast. Your hosts are authors and co-founders of the Irish Pagan School here in County Waterford, Ireland, Laura O'Brien and John O'Sullivan. Fáilte. Hello, this is Laura O'Brien, and today I'm sharing a piece from 2018 on my daily practice as a Morrigan priestess. Shannon Duerden Thompson asked, I'm wondering about what daily practices you found to be the most valuable. My response was, listening, to be perfectly honest. My relationship with herself is very much about, well, that, the relationship, and building that relationship to a point where there is, I feel, a pretty free flow of communication between us. How that looks changes. The daily practices that I found most valuable have been to take some time every single day to be quiet and to listen and to be aware of her and her presence in my life and to take instruction from her directly. Thankfully, that direct instruction doesn't happen every day. And when it does happen, it's usually a kick. And it's not always through the daily practices. It's often kind of a bolt from the blue or a kick up the hole. That happens a lot. So the daily practice, I feel, keeps me in tune with her. I do try and sit on some grass. Now, you may or may not have grass where you are, but you probably have some form of a tree or something similar. I would suggest finding a spot that feels like her to you. There's a simple technique that I've developed to journey in the Irish otherworld, and that's often a part of my daily practice. And as I've moved around, particularly since I've moved away from Roscommon, where I lived and worked for 15 years, dealing with her on a daily basis, I've had to find new ways and new places to connect to her. I have found one here that's local to me. I'm down in the south of Ireland, in Munster now. But it is about exploring your local area and finding somewhere that feels like her to you. That might change over time, and that might be different even on a daily or a weekly basis, or it might change and evolve as you get to know her a bit better and start to hear her more clearly. I say hear as in not necessarily physically hearing her, just an awareness of her, making time and making space for her to communicate. And even if she doesn't communicate back every single day, I'm there, I show up. A huge part of all this Irish pagan stuff, and something you'll hear me say many, many times over and over till you're absolutely sick of the sound of it, is that you need to show up and you need to do the work. Part of that is with the daily practice of just taking some time. And by some time, I mean it could be anything from 10 minutes to an hour. Generally, it's in the morning time for me before the house wakes up. I have three kids, so obviously over the last 20 years of doing this, pagan generally work, I have had times when things were quite chaotic in the household. Everybody is busy. Shut up now with them excuses. There's always something you can do. I'm just going to be perfectly blunt here and overshare with the world. There was a time when my children were small that my daily practice was I would literally have to make sure the kids were safe and entertained and then lock the bathroom door for 5 or 10 minutes so nobody in the house could get in to take some time on the loo. That was my quiet connection time and my sanity, though it wasn't always uninterrupted even at that. But anyway, the point is that you can find some regular space in your day. Even with mad work commitments, family responsibilities, a small baby, even with random stuff going on around you, you can take 5 minutes, you can find 5 minutes, 10 minutes every single day to make space for her and to show up for her and to see if she does have any work that she needs you to do. And sometimes you just showing up, I mean, obviously this can feed into daily meditation practice and all other kinds of good stuff that we know is necessary for our mental health, but usually put on the bottom of our priority list. Are there other more exciting and dramatic things that I do as a priestess of the Morrigan as part of my daily practice? Sure there are. But if you're looking to build a relationship with this Irish goddess, start here and prove yourself to her this way first. Taking that quiet time to connect is doing the work. It's as simple and as complicated as that. It's part of any warrior training, and it's part of priesthood training as well. So sometimes that's the first and even the only work that she needs you to do today. And that's okay. So you can find more information on the Morrigan at theirishpaganschool.com as usual. And you can go to the categories and search for the Morrigan. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a positive review in your podcast listener. Then head over to irishpaganschool.com and enroll in one of our free or paid courses. Sláinte fáil, and we will see you next time.